Hello and welcome to Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters and today we'll examine a number of stories and issues in the news. We'll begin with Rick Santorum's blowout victories in Minnesota, Missouri and Colorado that indicate a resurgence of the electoral influence of the religious right and an undertone of bigotry towards the Mormon frontrunner. Frank Schaefer, the son of famous evangelicals who grew up surrounded by the likes of Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and James Dobson, joins us to discuss the revival of Santorum's candidacy and the growing attacks on Obama over his fictional war on religion. Then we'll look into the latest assault on women's rights and the further politicization of women's health as Republican presidential candidates and their House and Senate leaders join the chorus of defending religious liberty from the imaginary threat of birth control. Dr. Susan Wood, a former FDA Assistant Commissioner for Women's Health and the director of the Jacobs Institute of Women's Health at George Washington University, joins us to clarify the contraception rule in insurance coverage that has riled up the Catholic bishops and other fundamentalists. Then finally, we'll speak with MJ Rosenberg of Media Matters about the growing calls for war with Iran from Capitol Hill and the increasing pressure on President Obama to abandon a containment policy towards Iran's alleged nuclear program in favor of a preemptive military strike. Joining us now is Frank Schaefer, who is a best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors, and he previously worked with such figures as Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. Frank Schaefer, however, felt increasingly alienated and experienced a crisis of faith that would ultimately lead to his departure from the evangelical movement. His novels include Portofino, Saving Grandma, and nonfiction books include Crazy for God, Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion or Atheism, and his latest book is Sex, Mum, and God. Welcome to Background Briefing, Frank Schaefer.
Hey, nice talking with you again, Ian.
And the last time we spoke, Frank, some time back, you said that it was just impossible for the religious right or Christian fundamentalists in this country to vote for a Mormon. And last night's trifecta for Rick Santorum in Minnesota, Missouri, and Colorado would seem to bear that out. I think the key issue in Santorum's victory was the votes from the religious right. Is that right?
Well, yeah. The leaders of the religious right, James Dobson and all these other guys, met a few weeks ago and picked him as the candidate that they were going to put all their weight behind. It didn't work out that way in Florida. Newt Gingrich surged just before that, and then Mitt Romney. But I think as things settle down, you're going to find a big chunk of the evangelical far-right vote is going to peel off away from Mitt Romney and go to Rick Santorum and or Newt Gingrich. It's going to be pretty chaotic all the way up, I think, to the actual convention. And I think that's because of the bigotry in the evangelical community against basically any religion that is different than their own born-again version of salvation, on the one hand. And on the other hand, of course, Romney has compounded his faults from their point of view by flip-flopping on the issue of abortion and these other moral litmus tests that they feel very, very strong about. And so when you look at the sum total of fact here, I think he's going to have a rocky, bumpy ride with the evangelicals. And I think you're seeing another thing, too. There was a New York Times headline today about how President Obama is trying to modify his position on some issues that have run afoul of the Roman Catholic bishops and others. And this goes back to, I think, a concerted effort and a plan by both the Roman Catholic bishops and the evangelicals to paint him as an anti-religious or anti-Catholic candidate because of the fact that he wants Roman Catholic organizations to dispense birth control with their insurance policies to their employees and this kind of thing. So you have a kind of a pincer movement. You have the evangelical right on one hand pushing forward a very radical candidate in Rick Santorum on their family values issues, and then on the other hand, you have a concerted effort behind the scenes to paint Obama as anti-religious. And so when you put those two things together, I think, A, Romney has a tough time, and B, looking forward to the general election, it's going to all boil down to whether the evangelicals and the Roman Catholic bishops can marshal their troops to paint Obama as anti-religious and therefore have their folks vote against him in large motivated numbers. So I think religion, the religious right, the litmus test issues are all going to be coming to the fore increasingly, and I would continue to predict Romney has a problem with the evangelicals.
And Frank Schaefer, it would seem, though, just in terms of strategy and tactics, that we've had the perennial abortion debate dominating our politics, and now it looks like they've opened a second front with contraception. So it means more work, effort, fundraising on the part of people who want to protect women's rights and women's health.
Well, you know, anybody that reads my book, Sex, Mom, and God, knows that I spend a lot of time there talking about these issues, things like the Quiverful movement that insists women do not use contraception, have large families, keep girls away from university, prepare them for early marriages, and so forth. This may seem like it's all on another planet, or at least in Afghanistan and Iran, to a lot of Americans who are progressive, but this actually is going on. And Rick Santorum is the favorite of those folks. He's anti-birth control of all kinds. He says that the pill is an abortifacient, et cetera, et cetera. He's the purist on these issues, and he will be the choice of the hard right religious right, and he'll be Romney's problem. But even if Romney is the candidate eventually, he will have to move so far to the right in the promises he makes to the Roman Catholic bishops and to the evangelicals that by the time he's elected, he's going to owe them a great deal. He's, of course, also going to owe people like the Koch brothers and corporate America a great deal because they're going to be funding him with all their anonymous donations to the PACs. And so, you know, when you add it all up and you see what the Supreme Court has done to our democracy by opening the door to unlimited contributions from anonymous sources on one hand, when you see the radicalization of the Roman Catholic bishops that have tilted to the right here in the United States in recent years, and when you look also at what's happening in this election cycle where, because of the religious right there, the Republican candidate who is accused of being more moderate, which is Mitt Romney, can't make clear headway, I think we're headed toward an election where the religious right has a direct confrontation, first with the Republican nominees, and then after that with the president.
But Frank Schaefer, again, the son of Francis and Edith Schaefer, world-famous evangelical speakers and authors. He previously worked with such figures as Pat Robinson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. James Dobson, of course, played a key role, Frank, in Colorado in getting Rick Santorum's narrow victory over Mitt Romney. It was a blowout for Santorum in the other two states, Missouri and Minnesota. But you were saying earlier that the evangelicals just can't countenance and support Mormonism. Many believe it's a cult, and they're intolerant of other religions. Yet Santorum and Gingrich are both Catholic fundamentalists.
Yeah, that's correct. And of course, there's been a rapprochement between the Roman Catholics and the evangelical right that even 20 years ago would not have happened. Because, of course, in another generation, they regarded Roman Catholics as lost, just like today they regard Mormons as lost. So the circle has been drawn differently and expediently for political sake. But, you know, I'll throw one thing in here you want to keep an eye on. If you Google somebody by the name of Robert George, who's a professor of jurisprudence at Princeton University, he's a far-right Roman Catholic activist who behind the scenes has been advising people like Glenn Beck. He worked for McCain in the last campaign. He's the person who's put the evangelicals together with the far-right Roman Catholic bishops in a thing he drew up called the Manhattan Declaration to oppose President Obama on gay rights, stem cell research, and abortion right after Obama was elected. And he said, basically in the document, we're not going to obey the law if it goes against our conscience. And so what they've done is set a trap for Obama. Robert George has been the person who set this trap behind the scenes. He wrote the thing. He got Chuck Colson, who's an evangelical activist, to sign on as a co-author, but Colson did not write it. It's all Robert George's creation. And what they've done is they've lined up the Roman Catholic bishops and the evangelical leadership to actually set a trap for Obama with this birth control funding, insurance, and so forth, to make him out to be anti-religious as a kind of last-ditch desperate effort to rally the troops. And so this has very, very much been by design of someone who's been very clever. And this is this far-right ideologue who teaches at Princeton. Why Princeton University has him there remains to be seen, but he uses that as a base. And so he's a best friend of Scalia on the court. He's somebody who has advised the Roman Catholic bishops. He's in touch with the Vatican, and he co-authored this document called the Manhattan Declaration. If you Google it and read it, you'll see that essentially it's a document that was signed on to by over 150 evangelical leaders, and I'm talking about the top leadership, Dobson and all the rest of them. And they have met and talked consistently about how they can portray Obama as anti-religious, not just anti-life on the abortion issue, but actually anti-religious. And this is what, mark my words, you called me back because I've been proved right on the Santorum thing. 6 months from now, you're going to be asking me to explain how it is that Obama has been portrayed as anti-religious, not just anti-Catholic. And it's because these folks have laid a trap for him. And if the administration's not careful, they're going to fall into it. So I predict that's going to be a big issue in the campaign.
But Frank Schaefer, clearly the president has some ammunition here. I don't know whether you caught the recent National Prayer Breakfast at the White House, but the president's really quite capable of delivering some powerful sermons himself and defending his own faith. So would you recommend he do more of that?
Yeah, and I would just say, you know, with the general American population, he will play well. But you have to understand, in this nominating process with the Republicans, they're playing to a far, far right group of people who are completely out of step with the general population. However, since we give this special place to religion and conscience in America, if they can convince their own heartland that he's anti-religious, that will be picked up by the media, just like the myth of the birthers was picked up, just like the death panels was picked up in the health reform debate. We know that the lies the right wing tells stick if they can get enough of a megaphone like Fox News behind it. And so mark my words, you just start keeping track on Google of how many times the word anti-Catholic and anti-religious is beginning to be applied to Obama, and you will see this in turn into a cascade by the time the general election comes. And in terms of Rick Santorum, this is one of his sticks. This is something he's running on, and so is Newt Gingrich now. They both got with the program. And Mitt Romney is beginning to pick it up as well. And so that's going to be one of the major things they're talking about that the big-time secular media will miss, just like they missed the advent of the rise of the pro-life movement in the 70s and the 80s that I describe in my book, Sex, Mom, and God. They wouldn't review our books. They didn't pay any attention. They didn't care. It was out of sight, out of mind, and of course it caught everybody unawares and led to 30 years of Republican domination of American politics, which in some forms continues to this day. And so that's where we're at. But you wait and see. The next big thing on the horizon is the accusation that Obama is anti-religious, and they'll try to make that stick even if he backs down on the contraception measures, which, you know, from their point of view, force Roman Catholics against their conscience and through their insurance programs to pay for contraception for their female employees.
Well, Frank Schaefer, it's pretty clear that Santorum is out of step with the majority of Americans with his fundamentalism, and he's so tightly wound that he recently said he's not even sat on a couch with another woman.
Right.
But in terms of being out of step, the Catholic bishops are out of step with their own flock. I had the former head of Catholics for Choice on the other day, and she said about 90% of practicing Catholics use birth control.
Yeah, but look, you got to get something straight here, and I think people really misunderstand this. I don't say you do, but I think the general public, especially progressive people, just don't get this. It's not, do the Americans people support these extreme issues any more than do the American people support the extreme Ayn Rand libertarian view of the economy? No, they don't. But these folks aren't interested in the general public's vote. They're interested in establishing a series of criteria and lies that stick like a glue poured into somebody's hair, and they take a lot of time trying to get their hair clean again. And during that time, they are branded as either not born in America or they're going to have death panels, which is what health care is about. Go back through. These became news stories because of Fox News primarily that becomes a megaphone for this stuff. So all I'm telling you is that by the time the general election comes around, Obama, instead of being able to talk about the economy coming back, instead of talking about the fact he's getting us out of Iraq and Afghanistan or to on foreign policy issues, he's going to have to be answering in the debates this charge, you're anti-religious. And, of course, it's a lie, and he is a religious person. He's not anti-religious. He's just telling people with their, if they want to play insurance games, they've got to fund contraception to their women like everybody else. 80% of the American people would support it, but they can derail this campaign with this issue. So it's not a question of how will the Americans vote. And eventually, I think Obama may well be reelected, and I'm certainly going to work for that, and I'm a fan of his. But I would just say that, you mark my words, this is going to be one of the swords in their arsenal. And it's one Santorum and Gingrich and to some extent Romney are already talking about. And it fits in with Robert George's plan to use this Manhattan Declaration to pry loose the evangelicals and Roman Catholics and unite them in terms of really standing against the mainstream American public as a united voting bloc where the squeaky wheel gets the oil. And they're going to push everything to the right on this stuff. So Obama's going to have to back down and tread water like he did on the health care program. In that sense, they're not going to win, but they're going to do what the Republicans have been doing for the last 3 years. They're going to stall and obstruct and confuse and lie, and this is just the next step. The whole religion issue is going to be it.
Well, Frank Schaefer, in Santorum's victory speech last night, he gave a pretty rousing speech. It wasn't entirely about religion.
Right.
It was largely actually about right-wing populism in terms of being anti-Wall Street and anti-government bailouts for big bankers. Obviously, some of it's directed at Romney, who's kind of the poster.
Well, look, he's trying to frame what he says in big public general news items that are picked up like acceptance speeches in a general way that will appeal to a wider swath of voters. But when people like Pat Robertson or James Dobson or Robert George sit down and talk to him and to his campaign advisors, which they're doing, and say, how do we get our people on board as an extreme minority that can tilt the whole thing in our direction? They're not talking about the economy in the same way that when the Republicans got the majority in the House, they only did two things. They shut down the U.S. government by trying to take things like the reauthorization of our debt limit and use it as a political weapon on one hand, and then they're introducing locally all over America and through Congress all these anti-abortion provisions and other stuff. So look, there's two campaigns going on. There's the under-the-radar coded message campaign to the faithful. He doesn't need to use his big-time speeches to do that. All he has to do is send them the appropriate messages through the appropriate channels, and they all line up.
Well, but Frank Schaefer, surely I cannot understand how the Democrats could leave this issue of economic populism on the table for the Republicans to grab. After all, the outrage over Wall Street, the Tea Party created that as their organizing principle and ran with it. So I don't understand why Santorum, who really is about a kind of scarlet letter set of, he's kind of a scold, really,
right,
a flashback to the Puritans, how he could be out there. I know he's making digs at Romney, who's the poster boy for the 1%,
sure,
but he's also tapping into a genuine anger on Main Street, that Main Street's been shafted by Wall Street.
Yeah, well, the good thing is, though, that actually I take that as good news, because what it means is that Occupy Wall Street has really changed the debate. So now even Rick Santorum has to jump on board at least some elements of the 99 versus the 1% argument. So really, I think, you know, there's a big difference in this period of history than there was in most of the first 3 years of the Obama presidency. Occupy Wall Street has been the most positive thing that's happened in that it has put the wind at the back of our president, who has been on these issues, and he's now able to talk about it in the same way that the civil rights movement and what Martin Luther King did put the wind at the back of Johnson, who without that street level agitation and consciousness raising would not have been able to do all his civil rights legislation. You need the street to talk, and I think, okay, sure, the Republicans are going to try to pick up the crumbs, but in the big strokes in the general election, everybody's going to perfectly well know that they are just trying to pick up the crumbs and dress themselves in a popular issue. This issue belongs to the president. It will continue to belong to the Democrats, and I think that is good news that the Republicans are trying to pick this up.
Well, Frank Schaefer, I thank you so much for joining us here today.
Hey, it's always my pleasure, Ian, anytime.
Again, I've been speaking with Frank Schaefer, who is best-selling author of fiction and nonfiction. His parents, Francis and Edith Schaefer, were world-famous evangelical speakers and authors, and he previously worked with such figures as Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and Focus on the Family's James Dobson. Frank Schaefer, however, felt increasingly alienated and experienced a crisis of faith that would ultimately lead to his departure from the evangelical movement. His novels include Portofino and Saving Grandma, and his nonfiction books include Crazy for God, Patience with God, Faith for People Who Don't Like Religion or Atheism, and his latest book is Sex, Mom, and God. We're going to take a brief station break, and we'll be back talking further about the issue, the phony issue, if you will, of religious freedom being under attack from the White House.